USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Barrusso reporting. The congressman who will become chair of the House Intelligence Committee when Republicans assume majority in January, Mike Turner, says his committee will turn away from investigations like the January 6th inquiry. The Ohio representative appeared Sunday morning on ABC's This Week, where he said that the Intelligence Committee will instead focus on global security.
Our committee is going to focus on national security and our adversaries. We have real adversaries where the committee hasn't been focused again. We do need to, however, do oversight to the intelligence community as to what they are doing, and we will do that and we'll do it vigorously.
COVID-19 showing no signs of slowing down with a new subvariant emerging and even becoming the dominant strain in Massachusetts. But less than one-eighth of eligible Americans have received the latest vaccine. White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator Dr. Ashish Jha appeared on ABC's This Week Sunday morning, where he said that the White House is rolling out a new campaign to get more Americans to roll up their sleeves.
We think it's incredibly important as we head into the holidays for people to update their immunity, get the new COVID vaccine, get the flu shot. It's a great way to stay safe and healthy this holiday season.
America is running out of cops.
With retirements up and new recruits in short supply, law enforcement agencies are facing staffing shortages. A survey from the Police Executive Research Forum found that the number of new officer hirings was down nearly 4% in 2021 compared to 2029. The survey from earlier this year found that there were close to 24% more retirements among law enforcement during the same period. The uptick in retirements and resignations were driven in part by low pay. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Early voting got underway in some Georgia counties on Saturday. Chatham County was one of a few. It was initially halted there because of its proximity to a state holiday by a judge, later reversing that ruling. This is USA Radio News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Well, it's very easy to use. From the login and the setup was extremely easy. I didn't have to call anyone for help. I was able to do it on my own. And I love the fact that I can run my payroll and print my pay stubs, and then you guys do all of the filing for me. So I get a quarterly report that everything's been filed on my behalf. And then at the end of the year, I can print out my W-2s. So I use you guys. I tell everybody, it's the easiest thing I've ever done. Why anybody doesn't use y'all, I don't know.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
A Portland, Oregon clothing shop permanently shut down this month after facing a string of break-ins that has left the store financially gutted, according to a note posted to the front of the store. Quote, "Our city is in peril," printed note posted on Rain's PDX store reads. "Small businesses and large cannot sustain doing business in our city's current state. We have no protection or recourse against the criminal behavior that goes unpunished. Do not be fooled into thinking that insurance companies cover losses. We have sustained 15 break-ins. We have not received any financial reimbursement since the 3rd. The store's owner, Marcy Landolfo, said that after 15 break-ins over the last year and a half, the business can't survive the financial burdens the crimes have cost her shop. The congressman who will become chair of the House Foreign Affairs Committee when Republicans assume majority in January, Michael McCaul, says he'll support Kevin McCarthy's bid to become House Speaker. The Texas representative appeared Sunday morning on ABC's This Week, where he said that there is no other feasible option.
What's the alternative here? You know, Kevin has proven to be the leader of the Republican House. And I do think he will get the votes to 218 on January 3rd.
NCAA football, number 3 topples number 2 on Saturday. Michigan beats Ohio State 45-23 in Ohio, their first win in Columbus in 22 years. For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Marusso.
I was 53, divorced, and ready to get back out there. I was unsure about dating sites, but I signed up for Silver Singles and quickly met Lily.
Mark and Lily rediscovered the romance they deserve on Silver Singles, the secure dating site for 50-plus singles who know what they want.
Lily's a lover of the great outdoors, like me, and we instantly connected over it.
If you like Mark and want to rediscover that feeling, sign up today at silversingles.com/chat. That's silversingles.com/chat.